This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. Beyond the pitch, beyond the results, we're here to connect fans, getting them to embrace the highs and lows of supporting your club, because we're not just fans, we're a team. With 2 in 3 football fans having struggled with their mental health, we understand that life off the pitch can present its own challenges. That's why we're committed to ensuring you have the tools to stay connected with your friends and fellow supporters. Take a moment to connect with your mates. A simple text or an open conversation can make a world of difference. And if they don't respond right away, don't hesitate to follow up. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Welcome to Leicester Fan TV, guys. Match review / fan zone show. Comment what you want to say. We will get into everything you want to talk about in the next 30 minutes. Get your views, get your comments. I've got a bit of a overlay to show you for when we talk about the style or the system that we are going to be playing next year. So please get your comments in, get your views in. And maybe a new signing tonight, maybe tomorrow. We'll let you know. But yeah, let's get stuck in. My graphic works. Brilliant. So yes, I'm quite small, but we'll get straight into it. Get your views, get your comments in. What we'll do is we'll stick on this screen for a bit and then we'll go back to the normal screen after a while. Get more of your comments on screen. Nick, evening, mate. I like it. People are enjoying already how the style is going to be looking going into next season. Looks exciting and players look happy playing it. I agree. Cody looked like he enjoyed it on Saturday. Ben Morgan says a bit more creative in midfield and a couple of forwards. Do you know what? I disagree, because I feel like there was a lot of creativity in midfield and there was quite a few attacks, but we just didn't do anything with it. And I'm going to put it out there. Bardi was the issue that game. I'm sorry. He had quite a few chances on goal. Well, not on goal, but quite a few chances going forward. And to be honest, he was... And I feel like we do need someone like Perreault now. I really do think that. I think Vardy's going past it for me. So hopefully we see someone like Perreault come in. Simon is the new keeper, definite signing. Looks like it's a done deal. We're just waiting for the confirmation from the club to say it's been announced. I think John Percy said that it's all complete. So we're just waiting on it now. Like we were waiting for Doyle. It's just wait and see now until we get announced, hopefully. And is he your number one? Let me know if he is your number one for this season going forward. Because people are saying Iverson is good enough still. I would probably agree. But with Enzo's style, maybe he wants someone with a bit more play with his feet, I guess, style. Richard, we will talk about that later. Because it all depends how he's set up. I've kind of set it up as close to it as I can possibly do it, I guess. But like I said, it's all we're going to talk about this show. Terry, isn't Ross doing a show again? Hopefully not this time. Hopefully not. No, don't shoot the messenger. If he wants to join, he can do, but not today. I'm doing a Phil show today. Like I say, it's Phil's show. I'm doing it on my own at the moment. If anyone does seem to join in, then I might add them in later in the show. Daka missed a sitter as well. I'd probably say yes, but he was playing on the wing. If he was central and he missed it, maybe so. Because he was playing wide and he had to try and do something to get it inside, maybe so. But indeed, he missed a sitter. Yes, he's a DM, but he was being more attacking than a lot of players last game against Northampton. So we can't really complain. I probably wouldn't complain about it. I was at Northampton. Daka is useless. Again, wing. I'm not trying to back him, but he was being put on the wing. Indeed, he was put on right wing, and he had a good chance. He had some good chances. So I feel, in my opinion, as much as I do like Daka, I feel like people jump on certain players. Vestergaard, he's barely been in the games the last year and a half, and people still slate him for no reason. In the Championship, I still think he could do a good job. I'm sorry, I do think Vestergaard could do a good job in the Championship. If one of our defenders gets injured, who else are you going to put in? And Marty, if he goes, you're not going to have him to play. You've got, I'm trying to think of who else you've even got. You've got that Brunt guy, I think, if I'm not mistaken. And other than that, I can't think of another centre-back. So other than Suter, you've only got Vestergaard as an option. So I'm not being opposed to putting him in. Again, if someone wants Suter in there, you might as well have Vestergaard in there. So Richard says that formation is wrong. Again, we'll talk about that later. Good to hear. Yep. Good creativity. Duck, evening. We need a new keeper if the rumours going that Ward is going to Saudi. Well, good luck to Saudi because he's fucking awful. I'm sorry, but he is. If Saudi wants him, please go. We'll get a lot of money for him. Keeper and striker still needed. I probably agree there. Let's get into the team then. Obviously, this is how I feel like we're going to shape up. Maybe a bit different compared to what teams we are playing against. But I will input in goal the main man, Mads, but just because I think he's coming in and he probably will be the first choice, in my opinion. I can't see Iverson getting in. If we're bringing a new keeper in, surely he is going to be the main man. You won't bring another keeper in to make a fourth keeper in line. So he's got to be in there for me. And then centre-back, there's only one choice. It is Cody. I think he's your first defender on the team sheet, in my honest opinion. And it kind of works because, like I said, the start we saw against Northampton, we didn't start like this. We started in a back four, but I'm kind of going into more the attacking style and how it looks in the attacking style because that's what we're going to be looking at more than likely when we are playing in games. So left centre-back, from what we kind of looked at like, it is going to be Doyle. I think he... Yes, he's young, and I don't think I saw too much great from him against Northampton, but I thought, like I say, he's only his first game. He obviously just signed, so you can let that happen a bit. And bear in mind that he is only just coming to the club. So, again, but in my opinion, he has to start, surely. You don't bring a centre-back in that kind of experience in the Championship and not play him. And then it comes to the right-sided centre-back. We obviously did start with... FaZe, I would be opposed to say yes. I prefer FaZe to Suter, but with the championship experience that he has, you probably would say Suter over FaZe. And that's just how I'm looking at it. I will get a few comments from him before I put him in. Someone said here about, I think someone said Suter before Vestergaard. Yeah, exactly. But either way, if one of them gets injured, there's going to have to be a change there somehow. Nelson, is he a centre-back? I'm not too sure. But if so, maybe. Yeah, Ben Nelson, sorry. Yes, you're right. Again, see, Andy, I'm sorry. You don't do that. Last time we did that, it went all tits up. I'm not having Ndidi in centre-back. It starts going wrong when you're putting players out of position. And yes, you may say on this team sheet, it might be a bit out of position, but the way we played against Northampton is the way we looked out on this screen right now. So you never know. 10 men and a winger is priority. I don't even think wingers are priorities, man. I don't think they are. I don't think we need a winger. The way again, I'm going to keep saying it, the way we're looking like we're going to be playing next season doesn't fit wingers. Maybe second half where we might need to switch Shrink up because this, the formation isn't working, then maybe so. But all we've got at the moment is Barnes. If he goes, then we're going to have to bring at least two wingers in to even cover the winger base. And that's where I said that maybe Daka was put into that wing side with Albrighton as the other option of instead of this kind of style that he wants to implement into the team. Dean says, I agree with Reedy. Dakin could be a very good striker. His speed could be some killer championship defenders. Again, I'm not going to try and say he's the best striker in the world. I still think Kel's better than him. And if Perot comes in, I probably would have him in front of him. But it's 60th minute. In my opinion, I'd prefer to see Daka over Vardy because I just don't see there's anything in Vardy anymore, if I'm totally honest. But that's just me. I think every time I've seen Vardy with the ball now, I feel like he just has an off touch every time, or he just doesn't. It feels like he runs a bit too far to have a shot on target and he misses. I don't want to be slating Vardy, but I think his days are numbered now, if I'm totally honest. Foxy says, at least two more players will come in before the start of the season. I agree. I do agree. Obviously, the keeper and maybe one more. I'm guessing it's the striker position, but we never know. Lynn Martin says, KDH looked fresh, a long season for the young lad. Yes, it was. And I agree. I thought he was brilliant against Northampton. Yes, it was only Northampton, but I thought he was brilliant. I thought there was one moment in the first half where he bombed down the wing. There was one in the second half as well where he bombed down the wing and he got a good ball into the middle of the box. So he could be vital this season. Obviously, he's a bit more attacking this season, I guess. So, and then the last few comments before we do. Playing Doyle twice, lol. Am I? I don't think so. But hey-ho. And Curtis says, I think FaZe will stay. So what are we saying? Put in the comments now, before we do put a player in. Who would you prefer in that right centre-back role? Suter or FaZe? If FaZe stays, who do you choose? We'll give you about 20 seconds maximum while I take a drink and tell me who do you prefer in that right centre-back spot. So we've got 3 for FaZe, 4 for FaZe. I honestly think FaZe wins this. And to be honest, I would probably agree. I just feel like Suter's maybe a bit too slow. If you've got Cody there, I feel like if you have another slow player in there, I do think it might cause you a few issues on the counter. And we did see it against Northampton quite a few times when the two big boys came on at the back. Ivan, I think you're talking about the wrong teammate, especially when we've got nowhere near that quality in our team, when he's basically what he's called, shit. Daniel says, if Cody talks to FaZe and stops him wondering, definitely FaZe. Again, I agree. I think with someone like Cody next to him, he could be a good job. He could be a good player. And I think before he scored them own goals last season against Liverpool, he was a cracking centre-back. I think he just lost his head a bit. And then before we move on, Simon says, Suit has good height. That's about it. Big calls. Big calls. But we'll move into the midfield then. So obviously someone was asking me about the left mid we played last game against Northampton. And it was... I'm trying to think of his name now. I can't think of his name. But yeah, he was brilliant. I thought he did well. He was sharp. I feel like he could have shot a few times when he had the chances. But I think all in all, I think he was just getting his legs, getting some fitness in his legs. And I think maybe once or twice he'll get into the side and show what he can do in the championship. Maybe that's his level. Maybe not. But it was good to see a new youngster come in and see what he could do. But left back, obviously, in my personal opinion, I would put in JJ. But people are going to say Christiansen or Thomas because he's probably preferred at left back than JJ. So get your comments in. who would you prefer in that left wing back role to go up and down the pitch? JJ, Christiansen or Thomas? I have a feeling that one person's going to win it, though. I think that's already confirmed it. I think JJ is the main man to go in the right back, left back position. There he goes. I think he'd suit it brilliantly. Obviously, he's been in the Championship like a few years before we signed him. He obviously had a bit of an injury issue last season, but I think he was nearing going into the England squad, wasn't he, before he got injured? So I think there's no doubts about that. I think he would be our preferred left back to begin with. And then the midfield, before we go to the right back, because I've seen a lot of comments there saying that you probably don't want to see Cassagna in that right back role, but I think that at the moment that might be only the choice other than Pereira. But that's where Pereira fits in nicely, because Pereira was playing in centre mid when we go attacking. So obviously, as it shapes up, Doyle's more left back, Cody and FaZe were centre back, and then Ricardo fits in right back. And then when it switches around, we kind of turn it into a three at the back with four midfielders, two more attacking midfielders and the striker. So I thought Pereira honestly did brilliantly in that role. And I think he could be crucial to how we play this season, because Rodgers said it before. He wanted to kind of use this style that started last season until he got injured. And it proves right, because Ricardo did well in that DM role. And with him next to him, I can't lie, he did okay. I thought he did all right. Winks. I do agree. I thought he did all right. It's the passing play he did. Obviously, I saw times where Ricardo passed it back to Winks for him to pass it along for Juice Bureau to run up the pitch. You could see the way they were playing, and it looked good how the style works. And I love it how when we go back into defensive style, they did go back to a back four with Doyle on the left. As left back. So maybe it's not the best with him in left back, but again, we'll have to see when we get into the actual season and see how it does. Curtis does say KDH and Cam with Ndidi. I don't know how Ndidi actually did what he did at Northampton, but can't lie, he did well. Other than being offside once, and he scored. But other than that, he did well. Curtis says, Winks, yeah, I agree. I thought he would probably be there. But the way that he did set out, I didn't think he would slot in there because of other players. But the way he kind of put the team together, it kind of worked out quite well. Phil Howard says, Ricky in the position Tillemans played last season, inverted right back. Exactly. I thought he did well. And then Chris Townsend says, is JJ natural position left wing back? I probably would agree, because he likes pushing up the pitch, and then he likes getting back. So in my opinion, I agree. I think he would be a natural left wing back. I don't think he likes defending as much as attacking, so it'll be a bit both for him. Are you warming to Winks now? From what I've seen, he's got a good touch on him. I thought his passing was all right. I just, like I said, I'm not judging before I see. I didn't think it was the best signing, because I still think we had someone better, but I still think he was all right. I thought he was all right against Northampton. I thought Pereira played better in field than Winks did, in my opinion. But that's me. Right back. Pereira or Castagna? Does Castagna go? Tell us now. Does Castagna go? And does Pereira... Not Pereira, sorry, because Pereira's already in the team. I'm an idiot. So I'm guessing Castagna goes in there, unless you would prefer me to switch JJ over and put someone like Christiansen or Luke Thomas into left back. What are we saying? Is Castagna going? Because if he's not going, he goes into the team. Because he's the only full-out right-back we've got that's not playing already. People are saying Castagna's going. Okay, does that mean we bring in a new right back then? Because the way the style is, Pereira is already in the side. Again, someone said, oh, Brighton, I probably would maybe agree, because he can get back. He can get back. So, we're going to have to rush this up now, because I want to get a few more comments in on normal screen before we move on. It's JJ right, Christensen left. People agree? Because if Castagna goes, it probably would be like that in the case. Phil Howard says JJ at right back is in actual right for Castagna may go. Okay, I will agree with you. Christensen on the left. What's his name? Christensen on the left with JJ on the right. I would probably agree now with probably him going, Castagna going. Craig says Thomas left back. I probably would let him go on loan if I'm totally honest. Agree with Locks. Yeah, okay. Oh, it wasn't me. You all said JJ at left back, so that's you, not me. That's not me. And then into the attacking positions then, before we do get our last comments in of the day. So centre attacking mids, as much as it seems a bit of a weird position for him, Dewsbury will actually fit in quite nicely in that more of attacking role. He got quite a few good runs. Obviously, he set one up and he scored one. He didn't set one up, but he basically set a few up to do it. So I thought he played well in that position. Nick Moore says we need a new cam. Probably. And like I say, the likes of Chair from, is it QPR? And a few others that maybe could fit into the team. But at the moment, I think if you gave him the team that are going to part now, you probably would say he probably doesn't need too much tweaking, I guess. Again, Foxy says we need another cam. KDH as one of the cams. Again, with what we've got. And then Alex, my main man, he agrees with me. We're putting in Pratt, mate. We're putting in Pratt. He deserves his run in. He deserves his run. And I thought he did well. Obviously, he got unlucky with a few interceptions last game. But I think if he put a brilliant few balls in, I thought he will. Nick says he will be gone. I don't think he will, if I'm totally honest. I don't think we'll let that many more players go. Yes, Pratt did well. I honestly thought he did. I will say this before I get absolutely slated. I do think they're probably on par with Winks, but obviously different positions and whatnot. But hey ho. I thought both played well. But I won't be judging anymore until we see in the season. Keith says I think really started well, but now he's having a vote of no confidence. How do you mean? This show is mainly about how we wanted to style and set up and wanted to what you thought about it. So this isn't just me. I enjoyed what I saw against Northampton in the first half. It showed we did have potential to play this style, but it all depends if this can work against top level championship sides instead of a bottom to mid table second League One side, if you know what I mean. So Keith says I'm sacking you. You're not sacking me, mate. You're not sacking me. Yep, Barnes will go to Villa. If he wants to go to Villa, he can do, as long as we get enough money for him. Pratt has to go, Blood. Yes, Blood. He has to go, apparently. But in my opinion, I think he stays. I think he'd be a good addition to the verse 11 if he does play. Chris says has to keep new keeper side, not officially, but it looks like he is going to be signing as soon as possible, hopefully. And then it comes to the attackers. Depending on how we line up, it could be two up top with one of Dewsbury or Pratt being rotated and putting somebody in the middle with two strikers, or how we played against Northampton was one up front. I'm not going to comment. put your comments in now. Vardy, Daka, Kel, Pirou. I'm just going to put the names out there. Tell me what you think. I said my opinions on Vardy earlier in the show, so tell me what you think and we'll make the decision. People are going to put Vardy. I know that. I feel like Nacho will go, if I'm totally honest. But I do feel like people still have faith in Vardy. I hope he does. I do hope Vardy does bits in the championship. But the last season or so, I don't trust it. My boy Craig says the word Daka. I think I'd like him to come on in the 60th minute. I'm not going to start him. Nick Moore says Vardy and Pirou won't sign. Vardy, Pirou won't sign. Nacho will be gone. Daka's crap. People are making assumptions. I play Pirou if we sign him. We ain't for Pirou. You might as well say Rashford. It could happen, mate. But from what I heard of and what people have been saying, he costs a lot. But I'd snap your hand off for it because you know what he'll give you in the championship. See, Daniel, I'd probably agree, but the opposite way around. I'd probably play Vardy and then bring Daka on as a substitution, not the other way around. I feel like Vardy would be a bit more impactful in the first 60 and then Daka would come on to hopefully do something for us. Because, again, if you get rid of Daka, as much as people say he's shit, you'll only have one fast man. You will only have one fast man up front. You've got Kel if he stays, but he's not exactly fast. He's the one that holds the ball up. So you need someone to replace Vardy at the 67 minutes because he can't play 90 minutes week in, week out, and especially if it's two games a week. So I would probably agree with Jason Pirou if he does come in. But I will for now, because Pirou is not in there. I will put Vardy, because I'm guessing most people do want Vardy. And that's how we set up. I'm saying that team there is probably Premier League worthy still. If I'm totally, totally honest, I'd say that's still Premier League worthy. And that just shows you, because we were struggling in the Premier League last season. Who's your captain? See, Vardy was captain at last game, but I think by the start of the season, I hope it does change. And I think there's only one option, and it's got to be Cody, surely. It's got to be Cody, surely. Surely, 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 it's got to be Cody. He won't, Teddy. Why would he stay in the championship when Prem comes to sniffing around? Agree. I'm guessing you're talking about Pirou. Cody. Captain is usually all. And we're back. Right. So, last comments again. Cody. I think everyone agrees it's Cody. Right. Let me just bring up the other screen for us all. As we go there and we go there. And for the last couple of minutes, we will bring the main man Locks in to get his thoughts on this show. Because I've been watching him in the background this whole time. And I can see he's putting his hands on his face. He's been actually cheering me on a bit, I guess. But if Locks is ready, I will bring him in for the last couple of minutes. Here he comes. Your mic is muted, mate.
Hello.
Hello. How are we doing?
All right, mate. How are you?
I'm good. Obviously, I thought that was a lot quicker than expected, but nearly at 30 minutes already, so I thought I'd get you in. What's your kind of take on everyone's comments? Because I tried to be fair, but there was a few there where I probably would agree, saying that a couple could be switched out, like FaZe. I saw you weren't happy with putting FaZe in there, but I think if he does stay, I think he would be the probably second or third choice.
I can't even remember all of the things I was shaking my head at now, to be honest with you, Reedy. Yeah, I mean, look, I get why Fast might play, but I still think Suter, just because he's... There's a reason we signed him for... Was it 15 million we signed him for? There's a reason we spent 15 million on him from the Championship. He was very good in the Championship for Stoke. It's the reason why people are kind of raving about Doyle a little bit, because, yeah, he's young and he's talented, but he's had 2 years of Championship experience. Suter's got a lot of Championship experience, so... I think it would be disappointing to not see Suter in the starting 11 against Coventry. But, you know, Fass, I get some people will look at and say, I mean, he was bad last year, but everyone was bad, right? Everyone was bad last year for us in defence. So they might think, well, you know, we signed him for 18 million, you know, so maybe, you know, he deserves a chance. But what was the other one I was moaning at? I think you, I was moaning at the you still playing Dan Winks. I mean, come on, Reedy. Look, I don't get it. I just don't get it, mate. I don't get it. Like, he is... Look, he's had a drop-off in terms of he fell out of favour at Tottenham. That only happened when two anti-football managers came in charge. Jose Mourinho, Antonio Conte. That's why he fell out of favour at Spurs. When he's got time on the ball, he's in possession. He's comfortable. He's got a great passing ability.
I won't agree with that. The passing ability we did against Northampton was class. It was like the little tack, without even touching it, he kind of just nipped it aside players and
gave
the ball away. And that's where I do like him, how he fits into the style with Pereira getting the ball. If he hasn't got space, he'll pass it back to him to make another ball. The style works with him in that, I will agree.
Eight years of football, Reedy. 8 years of football, Harry Winks, and he's never fallen below 87% pass completion accuracy.
Again, I'm just judging him on...
I know.
...past, but...
Well, hopefully he proves me past, wrong. Well, yeah, you're judging him on the past 3-4 years.
Yeah, because he's not done too much, but hopefully he proves it wrong and he hopes he does brilliant for us. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, well, yeah, I can't moan too much because you put him in the team. I think anyone who wouldn't put Winks in their team is crazy.
Well, we did pay 10 mil for a reason, so like you say, he has to be in there. Any more comments before we do end? Winks, it's a big point to prove. Again, I agree. I, as much as I don't want to slate him, he has got a point to prove. And hopefully he's a big kind of player in this season, hopefully going up. What's your thoughts on us interesting Cole Palmer? I probably won't comment on that today because I just feel like it's a Man City kind of rumour that it's always going to be there. And then the last comment today, I'll give it to Matt. Locke's finally talked some sense. Absolutely wrong, but never mind.
No, it's not wrong. It's not wrong at all. Look, you got most things right tonight, Reedy. But Daka is definitely not one of them.
Well, come on, you can't agree. You can't disagree that he would be the viable substitution for Vardy.
No, Daka. If Daka's going to play, he should start. Vardy should be the impact. But I don't think Daka should play. I think if Nacho leaves, you have to get Perot in.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think they're the style of players. But that's why I wouldn't get rid of Daka, because he is the Vardy either substitution or him for Vardy, if you know what I mean. So it's one of the, you wouldn't get rid of Daka and then get Perot and Kellen, because I feel like it'd be a bit out of balance up front then.
Well, it's a weird one because I think Nacho will go, but I hope Daka went and Nacho stays. But I don't think that will happen. I don't think there's any chance of Nacho staying. Look, I think the thing is, really, I think when Daka signed for Leicester, the whole plan was Daka was going to be Jamie Vardy's long-term replacement. If now at 36 years old, Vardy, who's probably a year, maybe maximum 2 years away from retiring, if Daka still doesn't seem to be Vardy's replacement, then what is the point of keeping him?
I will agree. I think by the end of this season, I know it's a long way to go. If Daka doesn't get more goals than Vardy, I will say he needs to go.
Yeah, I will agree.
Yes, he's had 2 years, but the first year, I think even Tom said it, he barely fit in because he was trying to get implemented into the team more. Last season was his first full season, if I can remember rightly. So hopefully this year I'm saying the championship should be too easy for him, if I'm hopefully saying that, but...
Yeah, it's easy to say that for everyone, really, isn't it? Like, that's the thing, yeah. That's why Leicester are favourites to win the championship.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
The thought is that we're too good. And Ricardo Pereira, by the way, was far too good for Northampton. That was...
He showed his quality. Like I say, even the ball for the goal for Dewsbury, it wasn't him that let it off for the goal, but the way he ran into the box and tried to chip it over and whatnot, it was... Yeah, that's
and it was the same for the Peterborough. When we saw the clip of the Peterborough goal, obviously it was the same for that, you know, just easy. So, you know, it's not as simple as you get relegated, you keep some of your Premier League players, and then you're going to walk the championship. But, yeah, I don't know, mate. It could go one or two ways. We could flop, but we could smash it. So,
hopefully the second option is smash it. So,
yeah. Yeah.
Lox, appreciate you coming on for the last few minutes. Hopefully you enjoyed the show, I guess. It was something a bit different style to what Phil does. But he will be back next week for his normal Monday night show. And obviously Jamie's show. And I think you might be starting a new show, isn't it, next week? Or is it the week after?
Next Thursday, yeah. Next Thursday.
Okay. Yeah, so... Well, yeah, we'll confirm what the name is and whatnot later in the week, but Lox is starting hopefully a new show.
Yeah, and can I just say, wow, the viewers tonight, they're just so smart. They're so smart.
Apparently smart. So, mate. Apparently so.
All right, mate. Catch you in a bit. Yeah.
No worries. See you in a bit, mate. And there we go, guys. Another Monday night show complete. I'm shattered. I am done. I feel like because of just so much talking, I'm knackered. So I hope you enjoyed. Hope you enjoyed a bit of a different style. I thought it was a bit more like on a different level, I guess, from just talking to you guys. Obviously, I know you like your comments up there, so I tried to get as many comments as I could. And like I said, make sure to get your likes and all the shares on your socials, as we can see down below. And we'll catch you on the next show. Appreciate you all coming in, and we'll catch you on the next one. See you in a bit.
Thanks for watching Leicester Fan TV. Thanks to our sponsors, ADT Taxis, Everard's, Pucca Pies, Pink Car Leasing, Leicester Riders, Hologram, The Fox's Arms, Peter's Pizzeria, Hope Against Cancer, and Newbie and Co-Estate Agents. Make sure to follow us on all of our social channels at Leicester Fan TV. Visit our website, leicesterfantv.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. As football fans, we often pride ourselves on knowing everything, from which substitution can turn the game around to the quickest route home to beat the crowds. However, when it comes to discussing feelings with our friends, we might not always feel as confident. That's why we're here to equip you with the right tools so you can reach out to those who can help. If your mates are struggling, let them know that the Samaritans are free to call on 116 123. That's 116 123. They are there to listen without judgment or pressure, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.